All right. Okay, welcome to the show. And I know I lied. Last week I said we were going to go to just one encore show a week starting this week. It's going to have to start after we get back from vacation. I forgot that we were gone for like two fucking weeks. And it's going to be nothing but encore shows. But this week we'll be the last of the live week. You know what I'm talking about. At the end of this fucking month, there'll be only one encore show a week. Probably no encore shows a week, the way I'm going. The way I'm feeling, you know. But here's the thing about going on vacation. I want you guys to know this. We're going to have as many home movies as I can create that'll be BSP exclusive. So we're going to make movies, come back and stick them on the website under our home movie section. And of course, we will be doing Facebook Lives. So in terms of exclusive content, you won't see that until we get back and we actually upload it to the site. And then the other thing is, I forget. Anyway, and then this week I'm working on getting the KFI stuff loaded up. That's the KFI archive stuff loaded up for Shane and those guys. Okay, so I got this like to-do list: pay bills, pay customer service, got to get Susie squared away. She takes care of things when I'm gone. She gets shows together, prescriptions. Okay, what am I fucking missing here, man? Stuff like passport and packing. You figure you don't have to remind yourself to do that, but yeah, you do. You don't want to be like the last second, fuck, I ain't packed, you know? So I don't know how much shit. I got one bag I'm taking, one check bag, and that's just going to have to be the way it is. If I got to wash fucking clothes, if I have to swim in my, my clothing to clean it off. I'll double check this stuff with Maria too. Oh, I know. Got to get the hepatitis booster on the 5th. On the 5th, which is 2 days before we leave. This Thursday. I mean, you know. Oh, I got to check with the bank tomorrow about. I got a B of A. I have an app. And the app that I have allows you to pay bills, you know, and to deposit and all kinds of shit. It's fantastic. Take pictures of the check, this and that, okay? So you don't even have to go into the bank. And it also makes it possible so you can pay the bills, you know, online. I've never really trusted paying mortgage online. I've always mailed my mortgage or I've gone into the bank, but I did it this past weekend. I have a second, I have a first, and I paid both of them by simply transferring funds. And I'm like, did I fucking do this right, man? I don't, you know, so I got to go and double check on this shit because it just seems too, like, easy. It seriously. Because that's the last fucking thing I want is, like, you know, paying a mortgage late or some shit like that. I mean, who needs that, right? You don't want to pay your mortgage late and you don't want to pay your, always pay your American Express on time and your mortgage because you've got a place to live and you've got something to live on while you figure out what the fuck it is you're going to do with your life. Thank you. Now then, an American Express is pretty good credit card because they do. They take it everywhere. Oh, no, wait. What's the joke? And they don't take American Express. Remember that old commercial they used to do? This is Bill. He's here at the, at the waterfall in South Begonia in the land of the forgotten. He's buying himself a milkshake with a Visa card because they don't take American Express. That may well be, but I've never had an American Express card turned down. Like, if I've been in another country, and nobody's ever said to me, we can't take that card because there's, like, a security hold on it. But I get that all the motherfucking time with Visa because, you know, if you don't do something that they think you ought to do. Now, some people may say, well, that's a really cool thing, and I like them to do that. Sure, that's fine. Let me fucking know first, you know. Now, with email, they've started to do that. And then they tell you, turn the location services on your phone so at least we know where your phone is. And if your phone is in that place, then we know you're in that place. And then we know that you're... And okay. And I know you're telling me that I should let you know that I'm going to be in bumfuck before I go there. But I didn't think Atlanta was that fucking far away because that happened to me when I went to Atlanta. All of a sudden, my card's locked. Atlanta's in the United States of America. What the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, it's fine. I mean, I'm glad that they are looking out for me, but before you lock the fucking card so I can't use the motherfucking thing. All right, having said all of that, those are the to-dos. I think I got them all. I'm pretty sure I have a CB. Oh, yeah, check with Visa and the bank on your fucking vacation, on vacation homes. Okay, so that's a groovy thing. Welcome to all of our new BSPs. Welcome to all of our new Backstage Pass people. We appreciate and love you and appreciate your business. And as I said, we're working on getting the new archive material in. I hope you like the R.C. Collins marathon was pretty funny. And we were also able to produce it on the fly. So there's a lot of hours that you heard getting dropped in that had not been pre-produced. And we were able to do that because we figured out why we were losing memory on our TriCaster. And that's because we just had too much shit going on in terms of the DDR, in terms of the actual moving pictures, shall we say, or DVR, DDR, direct digital record or something. Who's the guy that, Matt Lauer. I was going to say, who is the guy that got in trouble for all that sexual harassment shit? Because I just saw them flash a picture of Jim Nance. And why is that? Because I'm watching Super Bowl classics. And why is that? Because there ain't nothing else on. And why is that? I don't know. And what's the classic that they have on? New England and the LA Rams, which was not a classic. Hate to break the fucking news. It ain't because LA lost. It's because it was just a shit game. You know, just a fucking shitty game. There's the Rams couldn't figure out the fucking New England defense. And the New England defense, the New England offense could figure the Ram defense out just enough. Okay. We're going to be going back to... Hold on for a minute. We are going back to September the 4th of 2015. That's where we're going here, man. September the 4th of 2015. Back when I could see I had all kinds of serious fucking energy going. And let me see where we're at here. Is that number five? Yeah. So where does my face come in? Where does my... Nope, that ain't it, motherfucker. So don't forget me, because if you let me, I will always be with you. You got to trust me. That's how it must be. All right. If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. It'll only cost you $300 an hour. I know, but it's okay, because I love me. I love me. What the hell is this? Oh, my main man, Jeff. All right, so that's where that's at. So as I said, if you're a BSP, new to the BSP Backstage Pass, we have done two encore shows a week. We are only now going to do one. However, I'm on vacation next 2 weeks, but we're going to get some home movies from Dubai and from the Maldives. And especially in Dubai, we'll have Ben and his lovely wife will be there with us. I know we're going to go on one of the dinner cruises, and we'll hang out with Ben, have some drinks in the hotel, that kind of thing. Get him good and drunk so that he drives home in Dubai and gets into trouble with the Dubai police or I don't know how it works there. People say that you can't drink in Muslim company. You can't drink in Muslim company probably, but you can't drink in Muslim countries. That isn't true. There is booze in the hotels. In other words, the people of that region of the world understand that business is business, right? You're not going to be doing a whole lot of business with the Western countries if you don't allow them to indulge their drunkenness. And that's just where that is, man. All right, so let me do something here, man. I was going to look for, but I can't do that, can I? I can do this, and I can do the other, and then we'll just blast it out, man. It'll be a groovy thing. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I love you. Can't live without you. Pluto TV. You've heard us talking about Pluto TV. Oh, you haven't heard us talking about Pluto TV. Maybe you're one of our new BSPs that have never been with us here during the course of our regular ablutions. Oh, you know what? That's something else I got to do. All right, here we go.